Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing the White House of leaking her backup plan to fly commercially to Afghanistan, a day after President Trump said she couldn't take a military flight.
Live to CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington. Bill, the speaker has now canceled that trip altogether.
Yeah, that trip is done because she said, look, you know, now that the details have been released, we couldn't even fly commercially. The people on the ground in Afghanistan said it was a bad idea. Asked if she thought the president deliberately had maybe leaked that information to sabotage the trip. She says, goodness, I hope he wouldn't be just like that or something to that effect. But said, in effect, that's what it did. The president said he just simply wants Pelosi and lawmakers in town. White House Press Secretary said Sarah Sanders just a moment ago at the White House saying that, look, if Pelosi and other Democrats would have gone out of town, it would have all but sealed the fate of government workers missing another paycheck next week. So they said, you know, the place is for lawmakers to be here in town and try to work out a deal.
So with this tit for tat over the flights aside, the shutdown now in its 28th day, is there any ray of light on the horizon?
Nothing. And as I've been saying before, you know, there's a lot of human interest in trying to get this thing back open again. The government, that is. We have people going without paychecks. We have longer lines at airports for passengers. And, you know, the stories are piling up by the day. But from a political standpoint, Michael and Steve, there is no incentive for anybody to move on this. The president thinks he's got the upper hand. He's going to keep his heels dug in. He wants the Democrats to come to the table. He said he would be weak if he were to capitulate and go for anything less than what he's asking for the border wall. Democrats, meanwhile, have Nancy Pelosi as speaker. And, you know, for the first time, the president's got some real opposition up on Capitol Hill. And so they think they've got the upper hand to show that, you know, he's, you know, not leading on this. And they certainly have some of the poll numbers behind them in terms of who to blame for the shutdown. So at this point, like I said, a lot of human incentive to try to move the ball, but politically speaking, it's not there.
All right. Thank you, Bill. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!